All right, Ducks get a shot away after winning the draw at a right skate kick out there. Behind the net, Ryan Strome. For Harkins, who goes after the puck, gets it free to the youngster Moore. Let's a shot go. It's knocked down by Brodin, and he'll just slip a weak shot to center. There's only 5 seconds to go. Anaheim goes to get the puck. Strome in the corner, shoots it wide behind the net, and Minnesota will hang on for a 2-0 victory. It wasn't that bad of an effort. It's just the inability to score a couple of goals here.
Well, the game was really dictated by a lot of these team stats. Shots on goal, 31 for the Minnesota Wild, 27 for the Good Guys. How about faceoff percentage? 33 out of 56 wins in the faceoff circle for the Minnesota Wild. That's 58.9% win percentage, 41.1% win percentage for the Anaheim Ducks. So you look at a lot of these team stats that are just heavily in command of the home team, and I tell you what, just not enough from the Anaheim Ducks. You get into penalty trouble there early, too many high sticks. I got a hunch that this next practice for the Anaheim Ducks, they're going to work on going stick on puck, shoulder on shoulder. Too many high sticking. They got to keep their sticks on the ice here moving forward.
Okay, well, we'll take a break so you can get some time with Alexis Downey, and then we'll be looking forward to the next game at home, start of a 6-game trip. So I want to personally thank everybody for listening. We'll take a timeout here, and when we come back from the break, Alexis and Emerson live from Grand Casino Arena here in Minnesota. The final 2-0 for the Wild over the Anaheim Ducks, and we'll be back with more of our post-game coverage in a moment on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn.
Hi, everyone. Julie Stewart-Binks here, along with former NHLer Nate Thompson. Join us on Energy Line as we share our takes, stories, and surprise guests every week.
Patrick Kane, 3-time Stanley Cup champion.
Team USA head coach Mike Sullivan.
6-time Stanley Cup champion Mark Messier.
With over 800 NHL games, I know a couple guys.
Biz didn't have Twitter. No one knew who he was, so I called Witt, and I'm like, how is Biz? He was like, I'm telling you right now, you're going to hate him. Then he'll be your best friend.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Introducing Lineage Watch Company, an independent American watch brand proudly owned and operated in Southern California. Designed, engineered, tested, and hand-assembled in the USA, Lineage Watches are uniquely powered by American-built movements. Define your legacy today with a Lineage timepiece at lineagewatchco.com. That is lineagewatchco.com.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game, so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Remember when instant connection meant just one push? Hytera brings it back with modern POC radios that deliver crystal clear nationwide communication. Whether coordinating fleets or large facilities, Hytera POC radios deliver reliable communication that keeps your team talking anytime, anywhere. Stay connected, stay efficient, stay ahead with Hytera POC radios. Visit Hytera.us today. That's Hytera.us.
It's not too late to become an Orange Alliance member for the 2025-26 Anaheim Ducks season. As a member, you'll receive first dibs on the best available locations, savings off tickets, discounts on concessions and merchandise, an exclusive OA member vest, and new this year, parking is included. Find out how to join at anaheimducks.com/Orange Alliance.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to this exclusive broadcast of Anaheim Ducks Hockey. Stay right here. Our replay of tonight's game is coming your way on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks. You're listening to DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home of the Anaheim Ducks. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey. Exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
The Anaheim Ducks road trip comes to a close tonight in Minnesota, and they fell for the first time being shut out this season 2-0 in favor of the Minnesota Wild. Welcome into our postgame show. I'm Alexis Downey. We are also joined by Emerson Needham, who is at Grand Casino Arena. Emmer, this was another game that the Ducks just weren't able to, felt like, generate enough necessarily, and the penalties once again just playing a big factor in this game.
Yeah, the perfect combination of too many penalties taken early on. Once again, just need to investigate why the Ducks team took too many, in particular, high sticking calls, not hooks, not trips. It was mostly, predominantly, of course, those high sticking calls. And look, too much hesitancy. The reason why this Anaheim Ducks team got off to such a hot start was there was very little thinking. A lot of guys just went. Were first to loose pucks, got into the inside, and winning those loose puck battles, coming out with pucks, getting to those dead spots in a hurry, just playing all out, relentless, too much thinking, too much stationary stick handling instead of obviously moving the puck, stick handling while you're moving your feet. Look, this is a team that needs to get back to that dog mentality, getting on the inside first to forecheck along with the F2 there on the far side joining. And even on, there's a power play for the Ducks late, and while watching practice, Jay Woodcroft stopped it, said you need to be more relentless when you don't have the puck. Outman them, as they didn't do it in practice there. He addressed it, but it didn't translate that message to the game. The Minnesota Wild, even late in this game, outmanning the Anaheim Ducks on their penalty kill while the Anaheim Ducks were on their power play. Can't happen, especially late in the game.
Emerson, is there a drill that you can work on to keep your sticks down?
There's a great box drill where everyone comes. It's almost like a five and a dice, right, in the slot area. And the coach will throw a puck into one corner. You'll have both the first D and the secondary support as layers. And then it chips to the other as those two recover. The center goes to the other corner, and then it plays out from there. The puck goes up to the top. The winger will go stick on puck there. They will fend it over to the other point while that winger recovers the stick on puck with the weak side winger. So there is almost a five puck or four puck drill where you send it to four corners of the zone, and players will play straight lines, skate their heart out to those pucks, and go stick on puck on those loose pucks. So definitely that's just one drill that comes to mind, but certainly good question. There's a number of drills that will help in that case.
Have to imagine the Ducks might be doing that in their next practice. Let's get into the highlights from this game. The first period, Peter Mrazek in net for the Ducks in this game, his fourth start of the season, coming up big on a big save, shoulder save on Kirill Kaprizov at the 5:20 mark.
Here's the puck being bounced around to the right of their goaltender, the very dangerous Kirill Kaprizov. With it, plays it ahead for Hartman on a line with Zuccarello, longtime player in this league. Out in front, oh, and Mrazek, point-blank shot, save by Kaprizov.
His best save all game long so far. What a big-time stop by Mrazek.
And we know how effective Kaprizov can be, so big night for Mrazek, too, to come up with that one early.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing the final shot total there from Kaprizov. Last time I checked, he was at 7. I tell you what, he was, whether it was a near side shot, and as we're broadcasting here this post-game show, there's highlights going on. And how many of these highlights feature Kaprizov? A lot of them. There was a shot here on the near side goal line. Of course, the one we just mentioned. Look, there was numerous opportunities. He was all over the ice, Kaprizov. But look, if you don't have Mrazek in net here tonight, could be a different story. He was on it. Of course, Lukasz Dostal, anytime he's in, he's on it as well. But I tell you what, Peter Mrazek, he was one of the bright spots here for the Ducks in this game.
Kaprizov ended up with 9 shots on goal in this game. Just speaks to how much he was all over the ice. 0-0 after the first period. The first goal of the game for Minnesota came in the second period, and it was Marcus Johansson.
There's a change of the first line by head coach Joe Quenneville. It's centered, a shot, they score! A short backhand pass in front of the net. And then a backhand shot up high. Not much the goaltender could do about that. Marcus Johansson, the second line left winger, drops one in, and it's a 1-0 lead for the host.
His 7th goal of the season, Emmer, you mentioned, he was just everywhere on the ice for this Minnesota team.
Yeah, he really was. He was drawing penalties. He was doing a number of things well, including burying that goal. Look, a lot of end-tight passing plays, as Steve called that goal so pristine there. But look, this is a play in which the Minnesota Wild, they did this a lot throughout the night. And you know, their offensive structure, it was pristine. I mean, a lot of high-low shots back the Anaheim Ducks, not only forwards, but D off. That allowed them to make plays, in particular around the goal line. Lot of out-of-the-corner goal line type of 5-10-foot passes. So really diversified the Minnesota Wild offensive zone structure. A lot less switches, high rolls, high switches than at least I predicted. So they certainly changed up their game plan, and it turned out to work very well for them.
1-0 after that Johansson goal. We didn't see another goal in the second period, but an almost goal, as there was a great chance from Ryan Strome passing it over to Vetrano, but Wallstedt coming up big in the net.
Killorn pushing it ahead. Possible 2-on-1 developing here. Strome, front of the net, a shot. Oh, and what a stop there by Wallstedt. I thought for certain that puck was going to go over the goal line, but the Wild goaltender says no.
How about this, Emerson? It's been back-to-back shutouts now for Wallstedt.
Yeah, he's the real deal. And don't really know his history or his story, but I tell you what, Minnesota, they've been able to acquire some great netminders over the years. Of course, Fleury in years past. Philip Gustafson has been here for some time, and he's been very sturdy. We've seen him more above that .900 save percentage marker, and he's .896 here currently. So we know he's got better hockey in front of him. But, hey, if Wallstedt's their go-to guy for the moment, look, he's going to help out this Minnesota Wild team.
Yeah, first round pick, 20th overall in the 2021 draft by Minnesota. This was only his 11th NHL game, so the fact that he already has 2 shutouts, very, very impressive, and certainly a big part of their future, you have to imagine. We moved into the third period. It was still a 1-goal game. Very late into it, the Ducks pulled their netminder, and Peter Mrazek had an extra man on the ice, and it resulted in an empty net goal for Matt Boldy. 2-0, the final in Minnesota. Emmer, the Ducks are coming back home for a 6-game homestand, but they've lost 3 in a row. What can they do to, you know, maybe get out of this funk?
Well, I think it's really perfect timing, right? This is a Ducks team who has excelled at Honda Center. Honda Center, not too many empty seats we've seen throughout this year. Not too many home games as well. So this is perfect timing. This is just what the good guys needed. Look, some family time, get some more practices in, right? When you're on the road, oftentimes – depending on their performance, even on losses. There's a couple times on this trip elected not to practice just because maybe the results weren't there. The effort was in stretches during this road trip. But, yeah, they got to get back to the drawing board, work on a few things. AD, you mentioned going stick on puck or better usage of their stick, not only to turn more pucks over and generate more offensive chances, but also limit the penalties as we saw too often here in tonight's game. So I look forward to them going back home, working on a multitude of things, and including just getting in front of the Orange Country fans. They've been lights out here so far this season, so look to get back at it at home.
Well, speaking of the fans, we do have a message for you before we let you go, Emerson. The message reads, tough loss, but great interview with Stromer. What does he mean when he says he's trying to get his quote-unquote timing back? And when do you think he'll be in top first-line form again? We need to get him some points work. We need him to get some points working.
Yeah, and the timing, great question, by the way, and that was a great interview, and kudos to Steve Brown, who works in our media department here with the Ducks. He selected, I put out a couple players, Steve mentioned, no, let's go with Stromer, and boy, was that a great interview. Look, the timing, I look back to the big-time opportunity there late for Ryan Strome. It's Alex Killorn, a five-foot pass to Ryan Strome there. A guy like Stromer, look, maybe not known as a shoot-first type of player. He's obviously more known as a producer, playmaker, facilitator, if you will. But look, he got to the dead area right in front of Wallstead. You won't see him miss many of those. So when it comes to timing, a little bit of a panic mode. Haven't been in that situation, been out of the lineup. Those plays happen so quick, right? So in a game that is the fastest game on earth, it's the best league on this earth here in the National Hockey League. These plays happen so quick, and when you've been out of the lineup, the capturing pucks off rims, whether it's you're deadening that puck or you're going with that puck, the timing there. So catching passes, releasing passes, when you've been out cold for so long with a game so quick, it's just a matter of getting touches. That's the bottom line. The more touches you have with the puck, whether it be practice or in the game here, the better off. And Ryan Strome, he's done a phenomenal job inserting himself back into the lineup. Some tough decisions need to be made in order to get the healthy guys back in, meaning guys have to, who oftentimes been playing so well, had to step out of the lineup. But Stromer's been great on the forecheck. He got an assist last game. But yeah, the timing, and look no further than that late chance for him. I got a hunch when he's getting more puck touches, when he's feeling out more rims, overall defensive zone coverage, areas that he's exposing in the offensive zone, he's going to capitalize on chances like that.
Great stuff, Emerson. Thank you for joining us here on the postgame show. Looking forward to getting back home inside Honda Center.
I look forward to getting back to Orange Country, where it's short and T-shirt weather year-round, 80. I can't wait. And I look forward to this Ducks team getting back to their winning ways at home.
You say that, but it's been raining all day here in SoCal.
That's true. That's true. Hey, count on the good guys to bring back that sunshine. We needed some rain. Come on, the plants need the rain. And you know what? You know what it did? It flushed away all these losing ways here for the Anaheim Ducks. So count on that rain to wash all this losing away. This Ducks team, they're going to be back winning after this rain stops here. Tonight, right?
I believe it's going to be Monday, but I like this analogy. So just in time for the Ducks home game on Monday.
Just go with it, AD.
All right, we're going to step aside now when we come back. Still go through a couple of the other parts of this Ducks game tonight. Look at this road trip as a whole and look ahead to the upcoming homestand.
Happy Honda Days are here. The best time to save on a certified pre-owned Honda at your local Honda dealer. Get 0.99% APR financing on certified pre-owned Honda HRVs, CRVs, and Civics. Plus, get a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Every certified pre-owned Honda goes through a 182-point inspection and is reconditioned like new. To save on certified pre-owned Hondas with 0.99%, search your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details. For well-qualified buyers, offer ends 1-2-26.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game, so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. Come to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Invite all your favorite people to the next Ducks home game at Honda Center. Host your guests in a private suite, and the memories you'll create with them will last a lifetime. Amenities include a comfortable space for anywhere from 15 to as many as 40 friends, a hefty food and beverage credit, access to all the amenities of the club level, reserve parking, and much more. For inquiries, visit HondaCenter.com/rental suites.
We are back here with the post-game coverage talking about this Ducks loss on the road in Minnesota late this afternoon slash the early evening out here on the West Coast. It was a evening game, though, in Minnesota, and it was a 2-0 final in favor of the Wild. The Ducks falling in all three of their games on this road trip, all three of them in regulation as well. So their record now 11-6-1, but would you believe it? They are still sitting at the top of the Pacific Division despite the three losses. So that also just tells you how much room that they had and that they gave themselves with that big 7-game win streak. So obviously you don't want to see this team losing, but this is definitely a learning experience, I think, at this point in the year. You're riding the high of all those wins, and then you go on this road trip, you lose three in a row, and you start to learn a bit more about yourself. Also, the lineup looks quite different coming into this game tonight. The coaching staff deciding to shake things up heading into this one, and they quickly changed their minds. And by the start of the second period, we saw the top two lines go back to normal. And that was kind of the end of that for the game, as we saw the game started with Gauthier, Carlson, and Killorn, and then it quickly went back to that Terry, Carlson, and Kreider top line. So, yeah, I think there was just a couple things that weren't working for the Ducks in this game. I feel like Emerson had a really great analysis of this one, and once again, it's the penalties. I was looking at the penalties on this trip. So the Ducks took 15 penalties on this trip. They gave up 3 power play goals as a part of it, but the penalty kill tonight was outstanding. 7 for 7 on the PK. Hey, that's a great thing, but you don't want to give up 7 power play chances for the Wild. And, you know, that's something that we stressed going into this game. Unfortunately for the Ducks, 2 of those were 4-minute double minors, both high sticking. So, yes, that is why I asked Emerson, is there a drill you can do to keep your stick down? Because I felt like the McTavish one early in the game definitely was that was a bad one. But the Nesterenko one just felt a little reckless too. Kind of just got him on his, as he was turning. So, you know, either way, you can't be having that. And it hurt the Ducks tonight because they were playing a man down for so much of this game. I mean, Minnesota had 10 shots on goal while they were on the power play. And in total, they had 30. So that's a third of their shots came on special teams tonight. So, you know, it's one of those situations where the Ducks kind of got themselves stuck in it. And, you know, if it was not for Peter Mrazek, this game might have been even worse on that end. I mean, he was fantastic in net, 28 for 29. Obviously, that second goal for Minnesota, an empty netter, Matt Boldy's goal. So, again, back-to-back, really strong performances by Peter Mrazek. This is his first loss on the season, by the way, too. So he was 3-0 coming into it, 3-1 now with this loss for the Ducks. And as I mentioned, the first time that the Ducks have been shut out this season, we know that they love to score goals. And this game was kind of boring without them scoring goals. Tonight, obviously, the frustrations on the other end. I mean, they were shooting, but on the flip side of that, Wolfstead was also outstanding in the net tonight. The fact that he's had back-to-back shutouts in the last two games he's played, that last one was against Calgary on Sunday. It's part of this homestand that Minnesota is on. He made 36 saves in that game tonight. Anaheim ended with 28 shots, so 28 for 28 there, just really impressive. And we know that going back to last season, of course, they had Marc-Andre Fleury, so now they have Wallstead along with Gustafson. Their goaltending has shifted a little bit, but man, has it not faltered at all, because he was very impressive in this game. So the Ducks, a lot to learn from this trip, and like we know, they've had plenty of success inside Honda Center this season. So hopefully we will see that. And again, we keep saying it, but it's not going to get any easier. And that's what we heard from Coach Q. Every game in this league is a tough, tough game. It does not matter who the opponent is. And Monday's opponent is the Utah Mammoth. I almost said hockey club, but they are the Mammoth now. So, all right. But well, let's get over to the text line before we send it to a quick break here. Red from Buena Park said the Ducks penalty kill was excellent, but their starts lately are infuriating. Sluggish beginning, no sense of urgency until they were down 1-0 and had to chase the rest of the game. Mrazek was excellent and team defense was much improved. Ducks were a shade off execution on their second period odd man rushes. No power play goals on the road trip. Yikes. Didn't test the Minnesota goaltender. Hope to see better offensive execution on the upcoming homestand. A lot of good points in here. And just to speak to the starts for the Ducks, you know, we talked about that early in the season. And I even talked about it actually during the postgame show after that loss in Detroit on Thursday. The starts are so important. It makes such a difference if you're scoring first, obviously, because then you're not chasing the game. But agreed, yes, can't be having this. The Ducks got to get out faster. It did feel like they were definitely a little sluggish at times in this game, but they didn't feel connected. I think that's the biggest takeaway for me in this game, was they didn't seem very connected. And I don't think it was the changing of the lines necessarily, but these last two games in particular, it's just something that's been missing. And in terms of, you know, the PK having to take on a lot tonight, but on the other side of that, the team defense. Yeah, I thought defensively, the Ducks, I mean, they didn't allow too many grade A chances. Minnesota is very, I actually think that they've been, per se, underperforming compared to the team that we saw today. They're a big, heavy team, and they forecheck hard, and you know, they have star power as well, of course, with Kaprizov. And then you look at some of their other numbers in terms of shots on goal, too. Brock Faber from the blue line. We know he can be someone that they've relied on to also be a two-way guy. Yeah, he had 4 shots on goal, you know, playing against his good friend Jackson Lacombe for the Ducks, too. So they've got some different pieces in their team, including their goaltending, that has made them, you know, I think that they're going to be better than they've started out to be. But they're in a very competitive Central Division as well. So we're going to take another break. When we come back, wrap up our post-game show and look ahead to that game on Monday against Utah.
This December, we'll bring something amazing. A place where 1.2 million square feet of game-changing medicine meet 300 acres of tranquility. It's a place built for everyone in Orange County and designed just for you. Prepare to meet the new UCI Health Irvine Hospital, world-class academic healthcare right here at home. Discover more at ucihealth.org/Irvine Hospital. Powered by UC Irvine.
With the new IHOP value menu, $6 is all it takes to go to your happy place. Where stacks of pancakes with bacon and eggs are just $6 every day. French toast, sausage and eggs are, you guessed it, $6. And fluffy omelets come with a side of pancakes and only cost $6. Go to your happy place every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. Available every day for a limited time at participating restaurants in the U.S. Hours may vary. No substitutions. Not valid with other discounts or promotions. Prices may vary.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Remember when Instant Connection meant just one push? Hytera brings it back with modern POC radios that deliver crystal clear nationwide communication. Whether coordinating fleets or large facilities, Hytera POC radios deliver reliable communication that keeps your team talking anytime, anywhere. Stay connected, stay efficient, stay ahead with Hytera POC radios. Visit Hytera.us today. That's Hytera.us.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water has been there for you. With naturally occurring electrolytes for a crisp taste, sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments, and now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With a message for everyone paying big wireless way too much. Please, for the love of everything good in this world, stop. With Mint, you can get premium wireless for just $15 a month. Of course, if you enjoy overpaying, no judgments, but that's weird. Okay, one judgment.
Visit mintmobile.com/radio.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only, then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. Default terms at mintmobile.com.
Become an Orange Lions member today. You'll get the best seats, best savings, and best benefits all season long. Plus, new this year, parking is included. Find out more at anaheimducks.com/Orange Lions.
Thanks for joining us back here on the post-game show. During the break, was taking a look at this Ducks record so far and the fact that this was game 18 tonight. This was also road game number 12. So that means the Ducks have only played six home games, a 5-1 record at home. How happy they have to be coming back to Honda Center. And what a difference being at home has made for them so far. That's a lot of games to start the season on the road, double the amount of home games. So, you know, that's not easy. It's the travel, it's the changing hotels, the late nights, all of that. That plays a factor into it. And when you're at home, you can just go home. You can relax, all of that. I really always am a believer that, that seems to make a difference. So hopefully the Ducks will be able to take advantage of it and have a big homestand. And if you're looking to come out to a Ducks game, check out the schedule because there are six of them in the next 2 weeks and plenty of opportunities to see this team inside Honda Center. So as we get to another message here on the text line, Daniel from Corona said, got to keep our heads up after that tough road trip. A nice stretch at home to get the good vibes rolling again. See you Monday at the pond. Yes, so I mentioned Utah Mammoth, the next opponent for the Ducks coming into Honda Center. They're actually going to be on a back-to-back, but it's game one of a back-to-back for them. They're going to head up to San Jose after that. So, you know, you always want to get them on the second half of the back-to-back, but that's okay in this case. I think that, you know, this is going to be an important game for the Ducks to set the tone early in it. Of course, we talked about how important the starts have been, but also scoring early. Not only that, but starting this home standoff with good energy and good jump, and got to see them moving their legs a little bit more, better sticks, more connectedness, all of that. I think that, you know, that that's all going to play a factor. And as of right now, team schedule, tomorrow's a day off, which could be a good thing, too, to get the team to reset ahead of four home games this upcoming week. That's a lot of hockey inside Honda Center. And you have a back-to-back in the middle of the week with Boston and Ottawa. You close out the week with Vegas in town. So it just is going to be a lot of hockey for this Ducks team, as this November schedule is 15 games in the month of November. So it doesn't slow down, but hopefully the Ducks offense starts to speed up again and the Ducks are able to get some goals, because we love when the players' goal songs and that horn is going off, all the good things inside Honda Center. So a couple final notes. I mentioned some of the stats from this game. Ducks ended with 28 shots on net. Minnesota had 30 faceoffs. Once again, a struggle for this team. They have not been good on the faceoffs this season. Ended up 42%. So hopefully looking to improve in that area. And you miss a guy like Granlund when he's not in this game. I mentioned it earlier that he would not be a part of this Ducks lineup tonight, out with a lower body injury. Ryan Poehling also out, upper body injury. But the good news is Radko Gudas was activated off the IR. He skated in the warmups, but did not play today. So certainly that could be right around the corner. And, you know, we saw a guy, Ian Moore, come in, take his, you know, his spot on the blue line. So going to be, you know, interesting to see how that all shakes out, because Ian Moore has had some really good plays, you know, from the time that he has been a part of the Ducks. So some decisions, once again, to be made by the Ducks coaching staff. So as I mentioned, you can next catch us on Monday. It's a 7 o'clock Pacific time game. So we will have the pregame show for you on DuckStream right here at 6:30. Looking forward to that game. Looking forward to being back at home. You can stick around and listen to the replay of this game here tonight. The final score in Minnesota, 2 for the Wild, 0 for the Ducks. Looking to turn their luck around next week with plenty of opportunities. So thank you for tuning in to the postgame show here on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn, and have a great rest of your weekend.